As I tell you this all the time, but David is one of my favorite people in the Bible. I love the things that he writes. And I have a lot of Bibles, and they're so beat up. But down on the side of this, I did this in Moms Council in 2007, 2011, 2013, 2014, and I'm doing it again today. So maybe I keep this up, you guys will get so tired of it. But anyway, so this is what he's saying, and I love it. Come in here, all of you who reverence and love the Lord, and I will tell you what he did for me. For I cried to him for help with praises ready on my tongue. He would not have listened if I had not confessed my sins. But he listened, he heard my prayer, and he paid attention to me. Blessed be the God who didn't turn away when I was praying, and he didn't refuse his kindness and his love when I was hurting. God, in his mercy, let your face beam with joy as you look down on us. If you bow in prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for bringing Dan here and Laura. We appreciate both of them, and thank you for making it work out for us. And then, Lord, according to what David said, again, we thank you for him. He had a prayer life that was awesome. It was anything but empty and vague, like reading a grocery list off. Nope, he truly communicated with you. And as Christian moms, I think that we all want that kind of closeness to you, where we can pour our hearts out to you and know that you hear us. And when David admitted that he had sinned against you in your ways, he confessed them to you. And for all of us, there is always going to be temptation, but it's yielding into it, even if it's only in thought. And that's where we need to say no immediately to stop it. Then, Lord, a heartfelt prayer of just one of us in this room, one person, can release the supernatural power of you and your wonderful Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for that privilege. Thank you that we can call you our Heavenly Father, that you look down at us as your daughters that you love so much. Thank you for that, Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, I'm going to tell you a joke really fast. Okay, let me think. Okay, God created the heavens and the earth, and when he was done, he put a man down to enjoy it, and he named him Adam. So Adam is down there just awing at the beauty of this world that God had just created. And a couple of days later, God thought he'd check in with him, and he said, "Oh, how you doing?" And he said, "Oh, it's just so beautiful. I'm just so grateful, but I'm kind of lonely." And God said, "No problem. I'll give you a mate." And he said, "Well," Adam said, "is this going to cost me anything?" He said, "Oh, just an arm and a leg." And Adam said, "An arm and a leg? Well, wait a minute." He said, "What can I have in a mate for just one rib?" Okay, have a wonderful week. Hey, those mission envelopes, would you have somebody at your table put them on my little table over here, because I'll collect all of them today. So if you have a mission envelope, put them over on this little table. Thank you very much.